Sergeant Nathaniel Phillips, Soldiers Radio News. Virtual trainers are in the Army's immediate future. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Stinchfield of the Combined Arms Center Training Innovation Facility says they are a great way to reduce costs while increasing results.
The idea came from, frankly, a lot of frustration, a lot of cost. Is there a better way to do that more efficiently with less cost and less frustration and more gained on behalf of the training audience?
Children at Camp Humphreys, Korea compete in the annual Pinewood Derby, where military police hand out speeding tickets to the winners of each heat. Garrison Commander Colonel Joseph Holland says it brings the whole community together.
It's a great event to bring together this community where we bring our soldiers, civilians, and our kids together. This is exactly what I experienced when I was a kid too, growing up in an Army community.
Look for our new show, Soldiers, now live on the Defense TV app, Army.mil, and the U.S. Army YouTube channel. Thanks for listening to your Soldiers Radio News.